Hello everyone, welcome back to another podcast. So, today I'm going to talk about something that is such an important part of our life. Something that we do on a daily basis. Well, it's something that we involved in everything we do. That is decision making. From deciding what to eat and what not to eat. From deciding if you want to go out or not. To making some big decisions. Like your career related decisions, choosing a life partner. There are a number of decisions that we take on a daily basis and some decisions that we take once in a lifetime, but they can change how our life goes. But this is not about decisions. They can sound very simple, yet we all know how complicated they can be. But again, this is not about decisions. This is about how life would have been if you could change the decisions that you made. The choices that you made once, but you are maybe a little curious to know how life would have turned out if given a chance to make a different choice. So what if I tell you that you could get a chance and go back and see how life would have turned out if you took one decision over another? So this is the question for today's podcast. What different choice would you make if given the chance? Do think about it. Thinking never harmed anyone. So giving it a thought, maybe you'd find something that maybe you regret a little bit and you wanted to make a different decision, but you chose something else because you thought it was right that time. But it's okay. Let us just think about it, right? So, the idea of this podcast struck me when I read this book titled The Midnight Library, written by Matt Haig. So, the protagonist, the girl, she tries to commit suicide and she thinks that her problems would be over. She is lonely and she's really stressed. So, she just commits suicide. But she doesn't actually die. She reaches a library where the clock always shows 12, midnight. And the librarian, she finds out the librarian to be a teacher that she confided in once as a kid. She used to play chess with her and she used to be with her. So what she sees that the library is filled around with books. But actually, those are not the normal books that we read. Those books were how her life would have turned out had she made a different choice. And the teacher is there to somewhat guide her or answer some of her questions. But well, the choice of which book she wants to try out is on her. The librarian wouldn't help her in that. Not just she had the option to read some book, but she also had the option to go and live that life. So actually, she was the girl who was living in the present, but now she could go back in her past and try out the life whichever she thought would have turned out well. Maybe better than the life that she was living in and that from which she ran away. So yeah, she tries a number of lives. And whenever in one particular life, she felt like it was getting enough for her and she couldn't take it anymore and she just wanted to disappear, our feelings like that came over in her mind, she used to disappear from that life and she used to come back in the library. So now the catch here is that she would actually die, like proper, she would die only if the will to live is not there in her. Like, you know, sometimes you read some things and the small details you find really interesting and maybe fascinating, which means that when she committed suicide, she didn't actually want to die. And maybe that is the story for a lot of us, right? We just want to be saved. We don't want to die, but we cannot find any other option. We don't know who will save us or how to be saved. And maybe that is what she wanted. So the librarian told her because at one instance, the walls start falling, the racks, the shelves, they start collapsing because at that point, when she came back from one particular life, she just didn't want to live. That will to live was actually going. So if that will is not there, there's no point in living. And that's the moment that she would have actually died. Not only this, in one of her lives, she actually met one other guy who was experiencing the same thing. In his case, he had this, I don't really remember, but he used to play video games. So his library was a little different. And the person who was his librarian, who guided him, was different. Someone whom he had been emotionally attached to. How amazing it is, right? You don't know who's gonna be that librarian for you. You don't know if you get to experience that. But will you like that? Okay. I'm not wishing something bad for anyone, but it's just a thought. Will you ever like to visit such a place? Like, will you ever like to visit this library where you could rethink, where you could have a chance that you could take a different decision? Now, I don't want to spoil this book for you, but the point being that I just talked about this book because actually the idea came from here only. All of us have a lot of regrets, right? I don't think that, okay, I haven't met somebody who just can walk around and who just says that I don't have any regrets or I'm absolutely like 100% happy. Like everybody, maybe it's something very small or it's something very big. We all feel at some point in our lives that, oh yeah, this could have been better if I had made a different decision or if I had thought differently or whatever it is. But again, I don't want to spoil this book for you because I'd say you can give it a try. You should read it. It's a nice book. But what I learned from this book, and maybe if you have heard this podcast properly, so maybe you'll get a like an idea of what happens at the end when I say this. That I feel what I learned from this book is the present is what it is. And no matter how much you think, no matter how much you feel that the decisions that you have made, something other would have been better. Or if given a chance and you made a different decision, you made a different choice, things would have been better. It's better how it is right now. Your present is what stands in front of you. And this is where we are. This is the life that we have to live. The present. And no matter how much you regret, no matter how much you feel like changing things, yeah, you can for the better. But once taken, once a decision is taken, once a choice has been made, so there are a lot of cases that you cannot go back. Right? The present is what you have to deal with. What we have in our hands is the power to make decisions and choose wisely. Right? So I think that what we can do is actually just think over while making decisions. That is the right time. Nothing can be 100% perfect, right? We all make mistakes. We ought to make mistakes. And that's how we learn. But again, the fascinating part is that stuck in my mind is the idea of this library. How amazing it would be, right? That you get to live those lives that you have missed, that you did not experience. Okay, right now how badly I want to spoil the book for you, how badly I want to tell what all she sees and all of that, but okay, I'm not gonna do that. So yeah, what I'm trying to say is that at a time, we can choose what we think to be the best for us. And then we just have to go on with that choice, the career decision that you made. Okay, maybe if you think that something else would have been better, you can switch later on. But at that point, you have to go with that choice. You have to see the choice that you have made, what it holds for you. You cannot just, in a moment, you cannot just switch. You live that life and then you can switch maybe. You live with the person, you experience a life with the person, and then maybe you can, maybe it doesn't work out for you or something. But there are certain decisions that you cannot change them. There's no undo button, as they say. Right? So yeah, we can just wait for the time. Time is like the master player or something here. So your decision was right, it was the right choice or not, that only time's gonna tell. And what we can do, just go with the flow, right? So yeah, I think it was a short, small podcast, but this is all I had to say, this is all I had to talk about. But again, I would again like to ask you, what if you get to visit your midnight library? Which book would you choose? Just think over it. I think it is such a beautiful question, right? Which life would you choose? Okay, maybe she had the options, the protagonist, the girl in the book, she had a lot of options to choose from, like, and she had a number of chances. What if you just have one chance and you could just go in, you could just choose your present life or that one chance, and you could just go and visit that life, that one thing that you wanted to undo badly. So what would that be for you? Which book would you choose? Which life would you want to live? Because remember, a very small choice will also create an absolutely new book, an absolutely different life. And this is something that we usually don't think about, right? We just, like, we miss out on these small things. We are so busy in our lives that we just miss out on these small things. But yes, one decision can change your life, right? So do think about it, and I'll meet you with another podcast very soon. Bye-bye.